Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. It's Jill and Carlene here on this lovely Wednesday. Hey there, Carlene. You're sitting right beside me. How are you?
Hey there, Jill. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. And a big welcome to our longtime listeners and to anyone who's tuning in for the first time. It's the more the merrier around here. So welcome to you too. I feel like we might have some new listeners because maybe you heard about us on Lipstick on the Rim.
Yes.
They are our wonderful guests today. The co-hosts, Molly Sims and her bestie, Emisha Gormley. They are fellow beauty pod fam at our network, Dear Media. And we sat down live and in person in LA. We originally chatted with them. When was it? A couple of years ago.
Yeah, July 2021.
And that was when their podcast first launched. So right. It was like a reunion. Emisha was in New York, but Molly was live and in person. We
love
got
it.
To get a selfie with the celebrity, the maven. And yeah, so that's really fun. You're getting double the fun this week. You can listen to them on our show today and flip over to their feed. You're going to hear Jill and I, what we're talking about influencing. We're talking about de-influencing.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about what's on our top shelf and what's on our bottom shelf.
Yeah. Shout out to the ugly products that
Perform.
You don't want to get rid of or you don't want to put on Instagram, but you'll never, ever leave them behind. You know, that's what I'm here for.
And then I, of course, had to shout out some super expensive shampoos and conditioners that, like, in this economy, it's kind of crazy, but they actually were really, really good. So I had to talk about them. And we get into some treatments and all of that. So we're going to link to that episode in our show notes if you want to, you know, do a, what do you call it in the movies? A double feature.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So if you happen to be new here, we're two longtime magazine beauty editors who have traded in our magazine pages for microphones to deliver what's good in, or as we say around here, hashtag damn good in the beauty world every single Wednesday. And our show has been on the podcast waves for more than 6 years. And each and every week we're discussing the biggest breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We review products that are new to the market. We let you know what's worth the spend. We also speak to the best in the biz for hair, makeup, and skincare. We're getting all of that good advice, great tips. And we meet incredibly inspiring founders, people like Huda Katan, Bobbi Brown. You know, we're very fortunate to have sat down with some of the most influential thought leaders in the whole industry.
And some celebs.
Absolutely.
Hailey Bieber, Kate Hudson.
Yes. You Tracee Ellis Ross.
No slouches. So, by the way, Jill, 299 is the number of this episode. We're almost at 300.
Incredible.
I mean, it feels like just yesterday we were baby beauty podcasters.
Yes.
So for the occasion, to mark the occasion, we have a bonus episode coming out on Friday. It's our 300th episode. We're smiling ear to ear right now. You can't see us. And because of that, it's dropping on World Smile Day,
which is Friday, October 6th.
Yeah.
So,
and also to mark the occasion, we're going to help you get a better smile because we're speaking to a professor of dentistry.
Yeah.
He's like a professor.
Extremely
of
esteemed.
Oh, yeah.
Gentleman. And it's one of those episodes that I think is going to be a sleeper hit because he's just so knowledgeable and we all want to keep our whites as pearly as possible and absolutely loved that
our
conversation.
Our chat room popped off, man. I couldn't believe it. So let's get into our guests of the hour.
So as we mentioned, Molly and Emisha, they're besties. They host Lipstick on the Rim. They chat with wellness gurus like Dr. Will Cole. They chat with lifestyle experts and more. They talk to celebrities like Michelle Pfeiffer. And the newly minted British Vogue editor-in-chief, Choma Nadi, was recently on their show. I absolutely love her. So she had lots of great tips for them. And of course, we know that Molly Sims, she's an entrepreneur, actress, model, New York Times bestselling author, producer, philanthropist, and now beauty brand founder. This past April, she dropped her skincare brand called Wyse. It's spelled Y-S-E, but pronounced Wyse. And it's already been named InStyle's Best Beauty Buys of 2023. She sent us home with a bag of goodies. We have to dig into it. And a lot of it is focused on hyperpigmentation, which is makes all kinds of sense.
Yes. And her bestie, Emisha Gormley, she is based on the East Coast. She's worked in fashion publicity in New York City. And she's generally just she's got exquisite taste, you know, fashion and beauty. If you follow her on Instagram, she's got a killer Chanel ballet flag collection.
Incredible.
It's quite admirable. They are divulging their everyday elegant makeup routine. I can't wait for all of you to hear their everyday favorites. Emisha reveals her favorite concealer of the moment and the one item that she replaces the most in her makeup bag. Plus, of course, we get the details on the one skincare product that they believe every person over 40 needs in their life.
And Molly reveals the one product that is the equivalent of a quote unquote cashmere sweater in her skincare routine. And let me tell you, I think that Molly is sort of like the poster girl for this stealth wealth trend that we have going on because I love her wardrobe and she just has this very enviable closet. So we ask Emisha and Molly about their fall musts. Like, what do we need to be investing in?
Yep. The jeans, all that.
It was so great.
Plus, of course, Molly fills us in on the best-selling products from her skincare line, Wyse, to date. And Molly teases a new project. You know, she is a producer as well. We're not going to reveal too much. Stay tuned for that. Welcome, Molly and Emisha.
Pausing for a moment to shout out one of our show partners, Olay. So I love saving time and money, and that's why I'm so pumped to share with all of you the latest skincare game changer, and it's the new Olay Super Serum. It's like five luxury serums packed into one little bottle that could, and hot off the press, it just won an Allure Best in Beauty Award this year. And you might have seen on our Instagram that Carlene went to New York back in the summer to get a sneak peek of this serum where she got very cool access to see more than 70 years of Olay science come to life. And one thing she shared with me from that event, it really made my ears perk up, is that Olay had 200 women try the new super serum for 8 weeks, and they actually stacked it up against the number one selling luxury serum in North America. And the Olay super serum came out on top, and it claims that it showed a 2-month visible improvement in only 2 weeks. So that got me interested. And this serum innovation, it's all about streamlining your routine. So you have one serum that does the most. It's got activated niacinamide, vitamin C, collagen peptide, vitamin E, and alpha hydroxy acid all working together to achieve 2 months worth of visible skin improvement in just 2 weeks. And clinical studies have shown that it improves skin texture, evens tone, firms skin, smooths visible lines, and provides long-lasting hydration. Personally, for me, I notice how it's really good at smoothing my texture and fine lines. And even though it's really active, I didn't get any irritation. So I really appreciated that. So you can find Olay's Super Serum and other Olay products in major retailers nationwide across Canada and the US. For more information, visit olay.ca. Now, back to the show.
Hi, friends. I'm Cameron Rogers, host of Freckled Foodie and Friends podcast, which is now on Dear Media. Are you wondering what just happened to your life after having a baby or struggling with your mental health during postpartum? That was me just a few months ago. Are you working on healing your relationship with yourself, your body, and or food? Same. We are all on a journey to self-love and acceptance, and I'm right there with you. That's what Freckled Foodie and Friends is all about, reminding you that no matter what, you are not alone. Make sure to tune in for season 5 launching with Dear Media on November 9th and subscribe to listen to new episodes every Wednesday morning.
Well, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Molly Sims and Emisha Gormley. First of all, I know both of you recently embarked on a 5-day cleanse together. Do podcasters that cleanse together stay together? Like, inquiring minds want to know, what benefits have you seen, if any?
We stay together. I didn't do it fully. She's in still
I
doing
had ramen.
It. She had, yeah. But I have to say, if you're going to do a reset, Chroma is the one. I could never get through Prolon. It's
too hard.
It's delicious, yeah. Chroma. It's the broth, the cranberry elixir. There's an oatmeal, the cookie butter. There's an oatmeal that I pretty much probably eat 3 times a week, regardless if I'm on it. I'll just order a bag of it. So you don't have to. They have great products. But if you want to do it all in 5 days, that's the one to go to. It's called Chroma, K-R-O-M-A.
Okay.
They
we'll link to it.
Chicken broth, a miso soup.
Is it all liquid? Or are you on a liquid diet for 5 days? Is that what it is?
Powders?
Yes,
it depends.
And no.
It's like
you
if
can
you
want
to lose weight, you can do just the liquid. If you're just trying to
get back on
detox, which is sort of what I'd like to lose a little weight, but I'm also more just trying to like detoxify my body after a slightly gluttonous end of summer.
Right. Right.
You can have you can have like a light salad for dinner.
Okay. But they have products you can order even if you're not doing the reset.
Yeah.
That I absolutely love. Like I'll take the elixir on the plane with me. They have a smoothie that I'll just add water or
their
like,
magnesium is great.
Okay. The magnesium is really good.
So now when you guys are doing a cleanse together, are you going away to some retreat or it's just you're doing it at the same time and texting each other and being like, you can do it. Have another broth.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going away.
Okay.
I mean, I want to go to We Care with her.
Really dying to go to We Care.
She wants
We've
me to take her.
About this for 20 years.
Literally, I went the first time in like 1999 with my mom. But you know what? We're going to do that.
We just hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, Molly is good at holding me accountable because I did not used to have the healthiest eating habits and she has bettered my life in many ways that way. So
cheering each other on.
I'm glad that you guys got through it. So switching gears a little bit, Molly, since we last chatted, which was 2 years ago that you ladies were on our show, just when Lipstick on the Rim was just in its infancy, now you've added beauty brand founder to your resume and it's called Wise Beauty and Women's Wear Daily dubbed it a Gen X skincare line. How's it all been going? Tell us everything.
I mean, it was 2.5-3 years in the making. You know, I was on this roller coaster of hyperpigmentation, uneven, kind of addicted to hydroquinone. I would visit the derm way too often or a peel way too often or a laser. And I decided to get off of it in about 2019. And so I started with about 15 products because once all the stuff I was using was so strong that was making me super hypersensitive. But most importantly, it was the downtime. Mm-hmm. It was the irritation. It was the redness. It was just, I mean, you can ask Emisha, like I would have little pots of matte concealer in every bag, every car known to man, just so I could piece it back together. I don't know. Somehow when I turned 40, I had a kid, either the sun caught up with me, age caught up with me, hormones caught up with me, but it was something that I was tired. I was saying to Emisha and a bunch of other people, my husband actually said I had a little dirt on my face and I'm like, that's it.
So you're like, first of all, divorce.
Divorce.
And so, step one, divorce. Step two, skincare line.
But I started with about 15 products. I started with Biologique Recherche P50 1970. I started with using that twice a week. I started with a product called Glytone. And then I started with, I think, an IS Clinical at the time. It was called White Lightning. I don't even know what it's called now. But I put together about a routine of about 15 things. Yeah. And I would cocktail it to pretty much every week. And I started doing it and I noticed a difference after about 3 months.
Okay.
I calmed everything down because it's, you know, with uneven skin, with brightening, with all of stripping, it's really the balance, right? It's consistency is everything. It's like you said about the Dennis Gross, but like my pads, you can use every day. I didn't want something that I could just use once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I don't do it. Right. I don't mean this in a bad way, but like, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
And so that is how the brightening routine system came about. It's called Wise Beauty, to be a little bit more knowledgeable than you were before. And my mom was such a big believer in like, less is more, but also getting in there and figuring it out.
Yeah.
And that's really what I wanted to do for women. There's so much on the internet. There's so many products that people don't understand. Mm-hmm. For instance, why I think we're having such success is because my products aren't just a single active or a single ingredient. They've got the, as Dr. B said it, the supporting actors, the hyaluronic, the ectoin, the beta-glucan, they have all of these different ingredients to help support the barrier while you're stripping and brightening. And I think that's truly been the success.
Right.
Your Favorite X and the Problem Solver were their two OG products. The Problem Solver is based on hydroquinone, pushing it to efficacy so it's not prescriptive, but it works. And then the pads, we got Instell Best in Beauty after 8 weeks. We're getting an award in about a week, which I can't say that I'm crazy excited about. But it's literally, I think when I asked you on the podcast, I'm like, you guys should do something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there's certain things that you know you love, Jen, or you know you love, Carlene, that you're like, I need this in my line.
Mm-hmm.
With my morning cocktail with my vitamin C, it was very specific because everybody has to have a vitamin C if you want to be brighter. You know, it's like you talk about with your skin. You have to have it. Niacinamide, vitamin C. Ours is stabilized. But what's great about it, three things. Well, it works. It doesn't peel. It doesn't smell. And it's not sticky. So the main thing that you need to put on every morning before you walk out the door, a lot of women don't do because it smells or it's sticky or they don't like it underneath their makeup. So with each, you know, with each SKU, I was very, I looked at it, you know, with Emisha can tell you like as a hero product and I just put my heroes together. So the X pads are incredible. They're double-sided. You can use them on your neck. You can use them on your face, on your ears. They're
easy.
I like
this nice big jar.
Big jar. We're going to make travel. I know everybody's obsessed. But again, it's something that it's a round, big pad.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for sensitive skin. And these can be used on a daily basis. Like I literally, my guinea pig was like a quarter here too strong, a quarter here smelled too much. Like it took a long time. And we did clinicals, which was really important to me because I didn't want to just have the label of, oh, she's just another celebrity skincare.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the Problem Solver is great. I have cystic acne as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the leftover remnants of your post-inflammatory, you've picked a pimple, and this just will get you the evenness. And it's, I have to say, it's been incredible. It's been a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I guess I wanted women to not feel like they had to spend a lot of money on something that they don't need to spend money on. And I wanted it to be beautiful. So many of the strong derm things are really ugly. And I'm like,
bottom shelf, girl.
Bottom shelf. This is top shelf.
Exactly.
That you can afford. Worthy. So, I mean, it's a Wise, it's a community of women. I like you guys helping and connecting women, Emisha and I, you know, you guys are going to love it.
And we need to know now, because I'm positive we asked you about your skincare routine 2 years ago. What is it now? Like, what are your actual steps? People want to know. I know you're going to work these in. What else do you do? Walk us through.
So the morning I do the cocktail, I do my Take It Off gel cleanser. It's something that leaves me really, you do not, whenever you're brightening, you don't want to start out really astringent and tight. So depending on what kind of cleanser you use. Mine's a Take It Off. It's a gel cleanser. It leaves me super, super hydrated. I do the pads. Then I do the morning cocktail.
Okay.
And then I do one of my favorite SKUs is my SPF Skin Glow Primer.
Right.
So it's a glow. It primes, it protects, and it brightens with an SPF. So I mix that
with my CC
cream.
Yeah.
Or I'm actually kind of gone back to a little bit of the Clé de Peau, which I don't know why, but just a dot. And I use it so sparingly. I love a Monica Blender, a Monica Prinsina cheek that I'm kind of like just on the apple.
Yeah.
I got a Merit contour that I'm loving, mm-hmm. just kind of on my cheekbones, up kind of like my temples. And I'm actually using that color on the kind of my brow bone.
What's the mascara you're wearing right now?
The mascara I'm wearing right now is something that Joey Meluso, I have Clinique waterproof mascara on the bottom. It's the only waterproof mascara that works on me.
Yeah.
And I can get it off.
Mm-hmm.
And on the top, it is the Pillow Talk Charlotte Tilbury mm-hmm. mascara. And it's mm-hmm. great. Doesn't clump. But the trick we just talked about is the Shu Uemura. You've got to use the eyelash curler,
yeah,
right, Michelle?
The eyelash curler.
I mean, it's, don't forget about it. Bring yeah. it back from the dead.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it works. I'm also loving what's Merit just came out with their new eyeshadows. And they have yeah. a really beautiful taupey brown. So I'm trying to kind of be minimalist, yeah. but like a little bit of a pop of a cheek.
Yeah.
I've been microneedling.
Okay.
I just tried the Victoria Beckham Night Serum.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm starting to maybe be obsessed with. Mm. It's like a little rich. I'm also just tried the Secret Sauce from Ivan Pohl.
Oh, what'd mm-hmm. you think?
I loved it.
Oh, because we've gotten asked about that before and we haven't tried it.
We had him on our show, but it was too yes. soon. He it, hadn't yeah. launched it.
That's so right. I just did the Beauty Sandwich when yes. I was in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. And he gave me the special sauce. And so I'm trying it. Listen, it has a certain smell, which I love.
Right.
But I just kind of put it on my hands, kind of dot it on.
Yeah.
I've been trying that. I love a Laneige lip mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love a Talik bioenzyme face mask.
Oh, okay.
I just got the You Beauty eye cream.
Oh, yeah.
That we're obsessed with Tina Craig.
Yeah. She's great.
And then at night, I don't do the pads at night normally. Mm-hmm. I will just take off my makeup, and then I will do the Last Call Retinol, which is a gentle retinol.
Okay.
And then I'll do my Problem Solver, boom, and my moisturizer. And then I sometimes will add a Sarah Chapman Overnight Facial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know it's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can get really dry. I'm taking a medicine now that kind of dries me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it's just the feeling, but it's non-comedogenic. I mean, all mine is non-comedogenic as well, but I don't know. I just love the luscious. Yeah. I love that mm-hmm. feel.
That's her hero product. That's Meghan Markle's facialist, everybody. That's right. Like, she's not really allowed to say, but it is.
We had her on the pod.
Yeah.
We'll link to that episode. I need to try that product because I have that in my drawer.
It is, by the way, it is so good. What else? Laneige makes a great kind of like an overnight mask, the same as the lip.
Yeah.
It's in a blue container.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fluffy. Summer Fridays just came out with a little cloud moisturizer.
Yeah.
Cloud cushion.
A little light.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So we're chatting today about sweater weather and stealth wealth style. And if you're loving this kind of chat, you can find even more wardrobe inspiration at macy's.com/ownyourstyle. I'm on the site right now and they have highlighted the color black and you might think boring. Nope. If you use texture, you can really elevate it to get it to the next level. So here's an example. They've had this black croc texture, vegan leather, A-line skirt, and it's got a matching cropped jacket with like a shirt type of collar by Calvin Klein. It's such a elevated look. Like it looks so expensive, but the skirt is on sale for like $50. The jacket is around $150. I mean, I could see somebody wearing this street style at Paris Fashion Week, I swear. And I'm also going to let you in on another little known secret from Macy's. They have a really good selection of designer sunglasses from Prada, Bottega Veneta, Gucci. All of the styles are current and a lot of them are on sale right now. Like it's a total start the car moment. And on the beauty front, they've got this other like highlight dedicated to Bordeaux Beauty, Clinique Black Honey, Tom Ford Eye Quads, like gorge. And here's the thing. You can buy something really, really cool this season. But I think what TikTok is teaching us is that there's a big difference between wearing versus styling. It's like how to take a basic black turtleneck to the next level by wearing it with the right skinny belt, let's say. Macy's has you covered on that front too, because they've made it super simple to pair up with a Macy's personal stylist. You can even upload photos so they can really help you to put your look together, either in store or from the comfort of your bedroom. Best of all, it's completely free. Just head on over to macy's.com/personal stylist. So much fun from one fashion lover to another. Happy shopping.
grateful that Nutrafol is one of our longtime show partners. So did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, know that you're not alone, because thinning is normal. But since it's not openly talked about, going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. So join the thousands of women that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. So Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. I know so many hairstylists have recommended it on our show as well, and I personally really like it to help prevent shedding. And Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning. So stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through a whole body health approach. From postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyles, and no matter what your life stage, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. And each is physician-formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. So that's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code BREAKING. That's Nutrafol.com and use promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show. What about you, Amisha? Is there something we need to know?
Yes. I mean, she knows more than I do.
In for which skincare or for
beauty?
Yeah,
I think skincare. Because your skin is glowing right now.
I have really been into the Hourglass skin tint.
Yes.
So I love that. I found it kind of in the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
And it's been my staple. It's sort of, I buff it on kind of with their Hourglass brush. And then I'm trying to think of my go-tos right now. I mean, I've really been into skincare. And that's sort of what I've talked about lately, is really spending time getting regular facials. I've been doing something called an 8-week journey with my facialist, where it's a lot of like collagen inducing treatments and some muscle tightening and lifting. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that make a really big difference overall. Kind of, you know, talking through, like you were in a previous episode, we were talking about when you were on our podcast, the concealer, like not needing as much makeup.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to use, the product that I'm obsessed with is this Biologique Recherche collagen serum.
Okay.
That is incredible. I don't know if you guys have tried it or not, but
not yet.
I think
not
any woman over the age of 27, which is when you start losing collagen, can use this. It is unbelievable. Like, you can use it. I use it after I use the pads, my favorite X, and I just sort of press it right into my skin. And I swear, like, the texture of my skin has become like bouncier. It feels, maybe it's a placebo effect, maybe it's all in my head, but I'm convinced that like my skin just feels firmer. That is like 100% my hero product right now.
Incredible.
Will you tell them also about the new one that Jenna Renner told us about? It's a maybe not new. Yeah, this palette, guys.
What is it?
It's the Makeup Forever. I have it with me. It's this HD face sculpting palette. Mm. It's unbelievable. I mean,
tell me more.
So it's really like, it's got all these different colors. It's got, 12 colors. And one side here is your like matte, but it really isn't too matte. I mean, I use it and it's just kind of like a radiant finish, I'd almost say. Mm-hmm. You can use it to sculpt. I've used it to bronze. I've used it literally my entire face. And then this side has more of like the highlighter side. It's beautiful. It is such a great palette.
Okay.
I'm
it's
obsessed
all cream,
with this thing.
Cream textures, Amisha?
It's all cream.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So
and
flattering.
I love the Monica Blunder Tulip Brush. Mm-hmm. That is like my go-to brush for applying everything.
Okay, so it's short bristles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It kind of looks a little stubby.
Yeah.
I use it, again, as much as she does. I use it. It's her very well-priced. Mm-hmm. Incredible. What's it called again? The
Well, I use the tulip, which is the fluffier one.
Oh, and I use the shorter
chubbier
one.
One is the one that like you kind of buff your skin in with. Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Okay. I've never tried her line at all, but she sent us a bunch of stuff. And so
her line is
too
great.
Much to try.
Her line is phenomenal.
I'm going to try the whole
thing. It's got a lot of coconut oil based stuff. Okay. And it really does. I actually wore it this week when I need my makeup to last still look dewy, but not too dewy. It literally like performs.
Okay. There was something fantastic. Like a spackle primer or something that I was very intrigued by. But I've been watching.
I think you're talking about Laura Geller.
Oh, Laura Geller.
And Monica Blunt.
Sorry, guys.
That's also making a comeback, though, because of TikTok. But Monica Blunder is a celebrity makeup artist. She's incredible.
Got it. She actually goes under Monica Brancina.
Yeah.
Or Monica Blunder, maybe. But she has a, what's it called? Uncover, like Blunder Cover, which is a great kind of concealer foundation. It's great. You guys would love it. I can get her to send it to you. It's so good.
I'm up for trying it.
I have four colors. I have 3, 4, 4.25, 4.5, and 5. Okay. And I mix all of them. And I honestly, when I do that, my skin looks insane.
And it's kind of like you don't need foundation. It's a real multitasker. It's great.
Interesting. Well, okay. I've been watching your Instagrams all summer and I'm like, what is she doing? Because your skin has just been absolutely glowing.
Thank you.
Incredible.
It's partially like, it shows, honestly, like I never really was a huge facial person. When I went to get my facial, my husband bought me a facial for Mother's Day, which was so sweet. And I went to this facialist and she convinced me to start this journey with her. And I was like, all right, I'll do this. And it's completely convinced me to take care of my skin consistently. And I think it's, there's a certain point in your life where you just have to. And
is it all about self massages every night? Is there like moves she's got you doing?
She got me on a very specific regimen, and that I really like. She introduced me to a brand called Auteur. Have you guys heard of that one?
I've heard of it, not tried it.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
It's all made in Germany, and I will say the serums are expensive, but like I bumped into a girl who is a friend of mine, and she's been going to see this facialist as well. And I was like, what happened to your skin? And she goes, I've been using these serums, and it's like game changing.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
So expensive, that line, but Auteur is phenomenal.
Okay. And I'm taking notes. What's the number one skincare product every woman over 40 must have in her skincare wardrobe? For both of you, answer.
I would say my morning cocktail vitamin C.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say eye cream.
Which one?
I have two. I use one during the day. I keep it in my fridge. It's a 111 Skin, 111 Skin eye gel. It's in a purple bottle. Yes. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. And then at nighttime, I use the U Beauty under eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For dark circles. And it's really, for me, under eye is my biggest problem area. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, I massage it in. As my kids are eating breakfast, I like literally just do this outward massage with the cold gel. And it makes a huge difference.
Okay. I really do think you can't underestimate microcurrent.
Mm-hmm.
The new face, there's a lot of different devices that people are using, but that has made a difference. And really? I think also lymphatic circulation, guasha, like get in there and get down with it because that does help move things around.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it does. It's all about consistency, to your point, Emisha. And last time both of you were on our show, we asked you about the quote unquote summer dresses of makeup, aka lightweight products to get you through the season. Now that we're getting into fall, what would you say is like the cashmere sweater of skincare?
Cashmere sweater. Listen, there's a great inexpensive treatment, not a treatment, skincare. It's Walita.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in a green tube. It's called Skin Food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic.
It's a classic. If you take just a little bit, put it on your hand, and you can put a little bit of concealer, foundation, it does give some, like, a little bit of a dewy, glossy, and it's really good for your skin.
Yeah.
That's like almost like a cashmere.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think anything with ceramides.
Yeah.
Anything that's you're feeling like your barrier is kind of just comforted, you know, a little bit. There's a great line that my girlfriend used to be a part of called Seiso, S-E-I-S-O. They have a great foaming cleanser. It's a whole ceramide line that's really good. I got to know about ceramides through her. It's actually a lot in my extremely rich moisturizer. anything with ceramides. Yeah. There's a lot of great lines out there that have that. And I would look for that kind of that cozy feeling.
Cocooning.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love a barrier cream. I love, again, You Beauty has a great barrier cream. So whatever I put on as my night cream, as it gets colder, whatever skincare routine I do, I just do two pumps of the You Beauty barrier cream. Kind of, what do they call it? Is it slugging? And I also, to me, the ultimate, I've talked about this for years now, is the Mask Vernix from Biologique. Yes, it's like the winter thing. But you wake up and your face is as soft as a baby's bottom.
This episode is brought to you in part by Pillsbury. Aw, kids, gotta love them. The thing about kids, though, is you also have to feed them every single day, three times a day. And it can be a struggle when they're picky like mine. One thing I know that works, though, my guy always likes a little baked something something. Enter Pillsbury Crescents for weeknight recipes as easy as fill, roll, bake. And I feel like this is one of those hacks where you can sneak in healthy ingredients and they don't realize it because it tastes so damn good. And you can get loads of ideas for a quick and easy spin on weeknight recipes at Pillsbury.com for dinner prep in 30 minutes or less. Definitely works for my household. So yummy inspiration like pepperoni pizza crescent rolls. I mean, we could all eat those with a great side salad packed with veggies, chicken bacon ranch crescent rolls, maybe throw some steamed broccoli on the side to round out those food groups. My personal favorite, ham and cheese crescent rolls. Definitely a win with a side of crudité. My husband would smash these back on his way to squash on Monday nights. There's probably a lot more clever ideas that you might have yourself, but we'll put a link to all of these recipes directly in our show notes and on our website under episode recaps. And don't forget, you can find Pillsbury in the dairy aisle. It's so easy to find. And you can find more weeknight dinner recipes at Pillsbury.com. That's Pillsbury.com. And now back to the ladies from Lipstick on the Rim.
Okay, let's talk about professional beauty treatments.
Yeah, what interesting stuff have you had done that's worth the money?
Well, I had an L5-S1 disc replacement, so that was definitely worth the money.
Yes.
I've had a herniated disc myself.
Last October, I bit the bullet and did that. I did microneedling with PRP.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and? I'd only done the microneedling without the PRP.
Okay.
I'm going back and doing it in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
I still believe in the Vivace microcurrent for tightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And glow. Botox.
Wait, but was the PRP worth it? Or do you have to do it a certain number of times to know?
I thought it was very worth it.
Okay.
I haven't had it done in a year, but I'm going back again. Only because of my laziness of not getting in there.
Yeah. The vampire facial, right?
I absolutely thought it was worth it.
Okay.
I did the Dr. Diamond. I thought that was great. It was a little bit expensive. I only did it once because it was so expensive, but I'd love to do it again.
Okay.
What else?
Do you still think that LA is the place to do these little tweakments? Or do you think, where's the moment? Where are your friends going, even if...
New York.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Switching from LA to New York. Mm-hmm. I thought the beauty sandwich was...
Yeah.
I don't even know what he did on it for 30 minutes, but I'm like, okay, I feel tighter.
Yeah. Okay. Incredible. Yeah.
Okay, we got to start speeding it up. We got to start talking at 1.25, ladies. So we need to talk about style because you both are the epitome of stealth wealth. Honestly, there's so much style inspo on your Instagram.
Yeah.
So,
Emisha, I will tell you, I click on your links more than anybody I follow. I swear to God.
You. Okay, so we know that this summer it was all about the Hermes Oran H-flat sandal. I mean, that's what I saw. Tell us, what are three stealth wealth staples that we need to snap up for fall if we want to be part of the stealth wealth club?
A great Chanel ballet flat.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you bought them all, Amisha. I couldn't find any when I was in Paris.
Have you seen this denim one?
I saw that in Paris.
Yes.
I love a denim, anything.
I love, because I'm short, so I embrace my shortness. Mm-hmm. And so I need a good flat and... Okay. That's really it.
Okay.
I really like the classic tote bags right now. I don't know about you, Molly, but like the non-labely, like the Row has like beautiful bags. Kate's bags are beautiful.
Right. I think a great blazer for for fall with a great tailored shirt. TWP makes beautiful tailored, just like kind of like a your husband or your boyfriend or your partner's like boy shirt.
Yeah,
okay. It just always looks good. Pleated pants, I know, but with the skinny belts, Reformation makes great pants. Zara makes great pleated, just kind of like wide leg trousers.
Yeah.
A mid-calf boot is making its way back.
A riding boot? Or
kind of like a riding boot, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or like, I'm into a cowboy boot. I got like this cute, not like a true cowboy boot, but like the Isabel Marant makes this like washed black, really low heel, but kind of mid-calf cowboy boot, but doesn't look super cowboy.
Yeah.
It's so great because you can wear it, you know, now with a cute dress, but also with, you know, jeans or leggings in the fall, winter. It's a great, even on someone short like me, it cuts you off at the right spot.
Okay. I'm going to be watching to see how you style
those. A sweatshirt is really in for fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So wear it underneath a blazer, wear it underneath a trench with leggings. Like, it's really becoming like fat. Like, it's weirdly.
Which one do you like? What's your go-to?
I mean, any of them. Okay. I mean, there you could go highest Celine or YSL or go to Uniqlo. I mean, it really doesn't. It's not about the label. It's just the hoodie.
The look.
Right.
The hoodie with the look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think
I have a question for both of you. Any predictions for the Phoebe Philo line? What do you think it's going to be?
God, I mean, we're so excited. We hope it's everything.
One of everything.
Because as soon as I can get. Listen, we grew up with her. I followed her, you know, since forever.
I'm so excited to see what she comes up with.
The skinny belt is making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you can wear it with a dress, tuck it in like over a blazer, pair of pants, a dress. Oversize is still in.
Yeah.
It really is.
Not for
really
us little girls, but yes, for the shorties, I was saying, it's a little hard.
Actually, that's a good question, Amisha, because, you know, I read that your grandmother was a seamstress or something. So, like, what are some of your go-to labels or hacks for petite listeners who might be out there?
I have a great hack for jeans. Okay. So, God bless the crop denim trend, because the crop denim trend has made us 5'4" women have to alter denim.
Yeah.
Because it actually hits me. Like, I'm wearing a pair right now by Silver Lake. It's called the Grace, ironically, the Grace crop. Mm-hmm. And it's like the perfect wider leg, but the crop doesn't hit me above the ankle too much. It's like the perfect length. So if you're shorter, always look for a cropped length and it'll probably hit you at the right spot, or at least not make you feel like. I just hate when I try a pair of jeans on and they're way too long. I immediately feel disgusting.
Yeah. Who can be bothered to get them hemmed, honestly?
But I do think investing in a great pair of jeans.
Definitely.
You know, even though sometimes I hate jeans.
Yeah. And they just keep getting more expensive.
Yeah, it's true.
What are your favorite ones right now, Molly?
I like a Goldie, Mother, Nilly, but I don't like the ones that I got with stretch. I wish I would have gotten the non-stretch. I don't know. It was like too much stretch. I love Kate jeans. I just feel awful about myself because you have to go up like 5 sizes and there's absolutely no stretch. But I do love them when I see them on people. So I'm hoping like when someone sees them on me, you're like, okay, it looks good. But they're terribly uncomfortable.
They make your butt look amazing. They make everyone's butt look fantastic.
Which ones?
The Kate ones.
K-A-I-T-E. Yeah. Well, I'm used to going up 5 sizes. I just did that at the Frankie shop too with those.
Oh, we love Frankie shop.
My God. I bought these really great dark blue tailor jeans, but they were the largest size they had.
Yeah.
No shit. I was like, okay.
A company called Co and Koss. What else?
I love Cezanne. I just found Cezanne and I'm obsessed with it. It's like
they have a store
brand
in LA now too.
At the Brentwood Market, they just opened up.
It's just great. I got a really, it hasn't arrived yet, but I ordered this really beautiful, like dusty pink cardigan. It was like $100-something.
Yeah.
It seems so pretty. Like their price points are so good.
I love a great price point.
Mm-hmm. We love a good price point.
Everybody needs to go and listen to your show and subscribe immediately. So give us like your top, each of you. What was the last guest you had where you were taking notes, listening twice? What's the gateway for people?
I think Hillary Duff was, you have to have her on the podcast. Like she was just such a wealth of information and she was just so cool and kind and Victoria Beckham was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
She's really, you know,
she's great.
I mean, she's posh and spy, so
yeah,
kind of just says it all.
I always write a ton of notes when Dr. Will Cole's on because I feel he makes me want to like be healthier at all times.
Right. Love that.
Mm-hmm. We love Dr. Geller. He focuses on hormones and thyroid. And we had Dominique Frayden-Reed talking about peptides. We actually had, I've got to get her name down, Dr. Alia Body. She did the kind of like the true false of Ozempic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the pros and the cons. And she was a wealth of information.
Right.
We found that fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody wants to put it down.
Yeah.
That was not her view.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's been a real game changer for a lot of women, a lot of men. So it was so good to like hear just another take.
Yeah. Not black and white, is it?
Let's end off on the rapid fire because this is always so much
fun.
It's
the fun part.
Yeah. Molly, any hidden talents that people may not know about you?
I'm actually a very good baker.
Ooh. Really?
I should be. I watch enough baking shows.
Okay.
What's your go-to? What do you make?
I could do an apple pie.
Ooh,
I can't do as good at cookies as some people can. I can do this Eaton mess that I learned from.
I love an Eaton mess. So good.
The Barefoot Contessa, Ina Garten. If you want to like pretend that you know what you're doing, just get her cookbooks, Ina Garten. Emma is actually an excellent cook. You're a better cook. I'm a better baker.
I like to cook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the best book you've read lately?
None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell.
And you're looking at one of the producers for it.
Really?
We just got it. Our partner, Adam Rosenberg and Modern Magic and Something Happy, my production company, we just got it for Netflix. And
hopefully
it will be a movie in a couple of years.
Wait, what's the name of it?
None of This Is True.
Okay.
It's about two birthday twins who turn 45. It's a psychological thriller. And how their lives cross and interact.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's about Alix and Josie. And it's phenomenal. It's a little bit also class. It's based in England. Mm. One is upper middle class. One is lower. Mm. Different marriages. They each have two kids and how their lives cross. It's really good. It's called None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell.
Okay. What a great title. All right. What is the singular item in your makeup bag that you replace the most often because you use it so much? Got to leave it off on a beauty note. Beauty Reco.
I mean, for me, I have rebought this now, I think 6 times. I've talked about the Hourglass Unlocked Mascara.
Yeah.
So great. That's my favorite. One.
She is obsessed with it. I would have to say the CC cream.
From It Cosmetics?
From It Cosmetics.
Yeah. It's great one.
Just such a staple.
Yeah,
but I also, my Stila Cheek and my convertible color. It's not a Pamia, but it's like
peony.
Peony.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Peony.
I don't know why, but I'm still obsessed with it.
I remember Pat McGrath used to use that a lot. She probably used it on you.
She probably did.
And then it lasted forever.
You know, I like her rose water. She has like a kind of a rose water that she sent me that is really kind of good. You dip it in a beauty blender, kind of gives a dewiness.
I don't know that. She hasn't sent me anything. I'm dead to her, but she's not dead
you know
to
what
me.
A new thing? You guys, have you had Bobbi Brown on?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So
Jones Road.
She just did Jones Road. It's called a sparkle wash in Midas.
Mm.
Just for like a little bit of a night, a little bit of a shimmer on the lid, but it does increase. Really good.
Okay.
Jones Road. All right. Thank you, ladies.
I'm really hoping we get to meet in person.
I know. Yes. We'd love to come up. Maybe we'll try to find an excuse.
Yes. Yeah, or we can go meet in New York.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's so great. Thank you so much, ladies.
Bye. Hug from afar.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. I
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.